wanna know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 439, recorded live on February 17, 2016. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat with
Scott Burks,
Test 427,
and Stevens, Edwin, yeah.
You did Corey Stevens.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. And also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by cache-advance.com for all your geocaching needs. Cache-advance.com. Go find it. Well, at least in spirit, if you're watching the video, we have a special, special guest slash host.
I'm trying to give him notes.
Tell him to put okay, so there. Hopefully he'll be able to get right? That.
Now he just ran away.
Corey Stevens is with us.
Technical difficulties. Sorry if I sound weird, guys. I'm having issues with my soundboard. I had to go to the old school soundboard. So if I sound like old Scott, that's why.
Are the gremlins running? I'm not quite sure.
I'm trying to get Corey here. Like, Corey, Bluetooth. Put your Bluetooth in. Bluetooth.
Well, he's on mute, too, which doesn't help.
Bluetooth. Look, there you go. Okay, you got me.
He got you. All right, so hopefully when he unmutes himself.
I might have to write him a note up.
Why is it working?
It's good to see him, though. He, if you were to visually try to describe him, he's kind of muddled. He's in a darker room.
I'm telling him his mute is on.
All right,
come on, Corey. Look at me. Look at my image. Mute is on.
Yes.
Your mute is on.
I wonder if he can hear us. He can't hear us either. He's laughing. He's having a good time. So at least he's here in spirit, which is good. We miss Corey. We do. So hopefully we'll get
audio is off from the video for me. We've been at so many issues tonight.
I know it. And you know what the weird part is? I don't want to jinx myself. Mine's the only one that's been working tonight.
Lisa's thing, audio is off from the video for me.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing's working tonight.
Wow.
Host of issues.
Yeah.
And same with Doc Firewoman.
All right. So this may very well be a... a YouTube thing. Or a Google thing, because we're able to work and we're recording, so that's the podcast is going to go on and we'll go from there. Go ahead and put in there. Has anybody got the chat room? And then have them reboot the browser. Just reboot it, and maybe that'll work.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, they should know. I'm telling Corey to turn his mute off.
Well, if he can't hear us.
No, I've got the video.
Yeah.
Look at. Can't you see my image? I'm trying to see if he can. I think he just froze.
I think he's rebooted himself.
Better he needs a reboot. I think he.
That could be. All right. Well, we'll jump onto this, and hopefully things will be going better. Obviously, the Hangouts having some issues, which sometimes the way this will work is with us, the hosts that we're doing, will go through and. Go that way, and we'll be able to just talk it through, and things were just hunky-dory, and go that way. So I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I'm sure it's a YouTube thing. All right, so we'll just continue on, and then we'll go from there. Let's see. Today is my birthday. Yay! Yes, thank you. And so things were. Yes, I'm perpetually at 50. So this is a good thing. I like that. It's, you know, some ladies, you know, they don't like talking about their age or things like that. When it comes to me, you know, you get to a particular age, and that's it. I stop it right there. That's the easier way to do it.
You just stop time?
Stop. Well, I wish I could stop time. I just stop fooling myself and just saying that I'm, you know.
Counting?
Yeah. And eventually I'll just.
The AARP card and he's done.
Yeah, but I got that when I was like 40, you know, so it's that's how that goes.
No, I'm 45. I didn't get an ARP card.
Oh, yet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 45 as well. And
yeah. No, they sent like a book with it and arrows and lines and stuff like so. Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, so anyways, went out, did got a couple birthday geocaches, which was cool, and did a Periscope on one, and just, you know, it's nice. I've got apparently I have a German chocolate ice cream cake waiting for me after the show.
Ooh, oh my.
So yeah, good stuff. I will be happy in a, you know, sugar high for a while, so that'll be a lot of fun. You know, all diabetics should be able to do something like that every once in a while, so if I survive, it'll be great.
Right.
Scott, how about yourself? How are things going there?
Going good. We got some snow here over the last couple of days, so it's back to being white here in Chicago.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's going to be like 60s over the weekend, so it's all going to be gone again.
Yeah.
But good. You know, last weekend, no kid weekend last weekend, so Jesse and I went out and got a bunch of puzzles in an area. Cleaned up some puzzles that we had, you know, like the solved and not done, not gotten. So went to an area and pretty much a puzzle day on Saturday. It was a good day.
It was really good.
Yeah, really good day.
Awesome.
That's good.
And Mr. Taz, how about yourself?
It's been weather's been pretty nice here, running in the 70s. So tried to run around and get some puzzle caches and managed to get one puzzle, spotted the two other puzzles, but unfortunately they were up a tree. And with recent knee surgery, it's like, I'm not climbing the damn tree.
I hope you're not going for
that. Not after all your surgery.
It's like, noted, it's up the tree. It's like, either I'll come back with my knees fully rehabbed, or I'll bring my monkey along with me to climb it for me.
I hate when it happens.
The Corey's back. Let's see if he sees my... Let's see. All right. Okay, if I talk, then this goes to the big screen, right?
That's right. I can actually put it to the big screen for you here.
Put it to the big screen so he can, just in case he can't see it. Okay, can you please? Just for 2 seconds. Let him see it.
All right.
Ah! Can you guys hear me now?
There it is!
Oh,
there it's alive!
Yes! Okay. No, I was trying to fix the sound on here, and I disabled the audio driver.
Yep, and that'll do it.
And I couldn't, and I cleared it out, and so I had to remember how to enable it again. So sorry.
That's all right. So we're all dying to ask.
Remember how to do it.
We're all dying to ask how. We only got a few minutes, and then we actually have to get into the stuff. But you've been gone so long. How are the igloos, and have the Eskimos moved in yet?
You know, it's amazing because I've seen patches of grass in places.
Really?
And so not really where we're at, but down further that way.
In the actual Continental 48.
Yes.
Because you are up there in Montana.
I am. So yeah, I think my yard's getting down to about 18 inches.
Gee, wow.
18 inches.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to complain about the little bit of half inch of snow that we got a couple days ago. This is not going to compare. Yeah, I'm just saying.
We got about 4. I'm not complaining about that.
No. Well, you win. So have you gotten any geocaching out there while you've been up there?
You know, I've actually been able to get a few lately now with a switch in career. So it's kind of been interesting. You know, with with the snow, it's been kind of fun to try to chisel some out, but so it's I've been trying to find the ones that are above ground. So, yeah, I haven't gone to too many, but I have found some. So it's I've been getting back into the swing of things. So
that's
I can't
awesome.
Wait for spring.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. All right, Mr. Taz, how about yourself?
Yeah, like I said a few minutes ago, managed to go out and find a puzzle cache and DNF two of them, even though I could spot the two up a tree. Because I'm not climbing a tree right now with just recently having the knee surgery. But the weather's been great out here, 76 degrees today.
Awesome. Yeah, we were in the low 60s here. Scott, you're what, still in that middle Arctic thing going on?
We're in about the 30s, like I said. We're going to hit the 50s this weekend. But, yeah, we're in about the mid-30s.
That's awesome. Good stuff. All right, let's move on to the podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community. And what's coming up this week, GeoGearheads has Cache Series 1. Lisa and JD from cache-advance.com are going to be talking about hiding a geocache series and a geo tour. So you want to check that out on GeoGearheads on Thursday. And also on Thursday, be sure to stop on by to the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast, where wife Amy and I will be talking about how not to and what not to do with geocaching basics. It was kind of funny. I picked out and actually watched some of the videos, the GeoSnippets from back in 2009. The one I thought was rather funny, with the artificial snow and getting drenched with a couple buckets of water. It's a good thing. And we'll have links to all that in the show notes tomorrow. But basically, it's going back to the basics and talking about what not to and how not to do some geocaching things to get you going for the spring when things will actually start, blooming. For Corey, that's about July. But, that's how it goes. Right. All right. Good stuff. Finally, folks, we have thousands of viewers and listeners watching and listening to the geocaching podcast each and every week. Surprisingly, we only have a few people that are contributing and are patron members to the show. So we ask you, please, throw some money our way. We need it. It costs money to do a podcast. All you have to do is go to geocachingpodcast.com and click on the Patreon or the PayPal icons. And if you would be so kind, if you can do it, please throw a couple bucks away for each month. And that will literally help keep things going week to week. And we do appreciate it. All right. Corey probably doesn't have his show notes. I'm going to have Scott take over on this one because he was kind enough to let this come up.
Corey's here.
I know. Do you got your notes, Corey?
I was so shocked that it actually
worked.
It let me on tonight. I bypassed it.
We'll take the blessings with having you here. So Scott, I'm gonna do the little transition here, and then we will go from there. Here we go.
The news.
I barely heard it.
I can do it again if you want.
Nah, it's okay. All right. I got this article from Facebook of all places, and you know who linked to it? The McHenry County Conservation. Those guys who do the coins in McHenry County.
Oh, really?
As I tell you, these guys, brilliant, genius people. So apparently, WebMD, we all know what WebMD is. We all go there when we think we're dying.
Yes.
Has an article about a checklist for winter fitness. And guess what's on it, guys? Yep, guess what? Geocaching is on it for winter fitness.
All right.
What it says is, I forgot which number it is. Is it the final one? It might be the last one. No, it's not. It's actually number like 8. Okay, what it says is geocache. Take your family on a high-tech treasure hunt. You'll need access to the internet and a GPS device. The GPS on your cell phone will work just fine. First, look up what treasures are hidden in your area on the official geocaching website. Then head out and find them. Geocaching gives kids a chance to learn about the outdoors, problem solving and teamwork.
All right, good stuff.
That's kind of nice. WebMD, look at them giving them a positive spin on geocaching.
Yes, because otherwise you just get so very depressed. I'm just saying.
It's just great, though. I mean,
I know it.
WebMD is saying, hey, you know what? This is actually good for you.
Yes, and with all the studies and things that have gone on over the years, yes, they have proven geocaching is a definite benefit.
Oh, I've lost weight. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was a lot heavier than in 2008 than I am in 2016. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know? Good. Getting out, and like I say, it just gets you off the couch, which is always good no matter what.
Yes, and it's definitely needed. I'm just saying it's a good thing to get out. Anybody go out and do it. All right.
Better than sitting on the couch.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's move on to the geocaching question of the day. Geocaching question of the day.
Hey, cachers, this is Lookout Lisa from Cache Advance, and I'm your host for the geocaching question of the day. Well, Cache Advance is your geocaching hub for all your caching needs, including the Cache Crate, a monthly subscription box of geocaching and outdoor gear. Well, Mondays through Thursdays, we ask our followers on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+ a question about geocaching. We recently asked, have you ever been on a geocaching date? Well, after tallying all the answers, we found that just over 32% of cachers, or 1 in 3, have been on a geocaching date. So here's what we heard. Will on Facebook shared, definitely not. Well, Doug on Google+ shared, nope, I was already married when I started geocaching, and definitely I am not a geocaching bachelor. Oh, Doug, you married a snuggle muggle, didn't you? Well, on the flip side, what? Joe shared, we started geocaching so we'd have a hobby we could do together. So I'd say yes. Nora on Facebook shared, my husband and I had lunch together, and he asked me if I heard of geocaching. I looked at him funny, and then he took me to find a cache in my hometown. Wow, Nora, and so it begins. Well, Jim shared, neither of us really knew or thought it was a date, but we ended up married a few short years later. Wow, congrats, Jim. And Brenda shared, not until recently. Husband has caught the bug. He even helps me hide. And Nora shared, my husband and my first real date, not just hanging out as geocaching buddies. So he took me out to dinner, and afterwards we walked down to the river's edge and found a virtual cache together. Well, that's really romantic, Nora. And as many of you know, I met my husband through geocaching, and we had and still have fantastic geocaching dates. So for those wanting to take a date out geocaching, check out our blog for some great geocaching pickup lines. Well, as always, we really enjoyed hearing about geocaching dates, and you can too if you follow us, Cache Advance, on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, for the geocaching question of the day. Thanks all, and happy caching.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And yes, for those of you who don't know what a snuggle muggle is, I think that was a Dave DeBerism that came out for the spouses of a geocacher who don't really care a whole lot about geocaching.
And that's a shame. I've got my headphones on right now. Jesse Brown is sitting 5 feet from me. Jesse, can you hear me? What did we do on our first date? And when caching, look at that.
Yes. I got married and my lovely bride went with me to get a geocache. So, yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
Sushi and caching, that was our first date.
Those who cache together stay together, something like that.
That's the way it works. Absolutely. I agree.
Awesome stuff. So, tonight's episode we're going over is geocaching collectibles. What is your geocaching collection like? I don't know. Sometimes you might get into geocaching and have some things that you pick up here and there. And I find it fascinating for the different people out there. What little trinket, what little piece of swag, what little thing do they go for that they actually like collecting? And so I thought it'd be kind of cool to go over stuff like this. I mean, with geocaching swag, you can literally find just about anything. I mean, most of the time it's your standard Happy Meal toys and things like that. But sometimes you get those little golden nuggets. And and when you do, you know, that little gets the heart rate a running. So it's just kind of curious what kind of things that you guys like to see or find.
Somebody start.
I was going to say. Corey, you've been around for a while. What do you like? Do you got any geocaching collection stuff going?
With my youngins, you know, the geocaching collection usually filters down to them. I collect and then pass on. Right now I've got a small box of things that I've either collected, geocoins. I've actually purchased a few and been given some, and some other trinkets and some other things that I've actually collected. But really they either get passed out at events or they get handed out to friends or they go to the kids after a while. And then I get new stuff. I like the stuff more that gets handmade, as far as the signature items from the other cachers. So some of the, like the wooden nickels or some of the other stuff, you know, I've seen some of the poker chips and some of the other things that, you know, gets originally made from the other cachers. That's what I really like.
That's awesome.
Me and my boy are kind of like into the path tags right now. He keeps telling me that we need to make some. So,
you're going to start designing yours, or do you need help, or what?
Well, I've been waiting for him to get back. He's separated from us right now due to some issues. But so I've been waiting for him to get back home.
Oh, that's cool.
So we can work on them.
All right. Well, once he gets back, that's always something to look forward to, especially with the kids to go out, because they would just go through. And a lot of times, I know with Amanda, she had her own swag bag, and there were certain things where it was very important to her that whatever she was going to trade, she had in her bag, and whatever things that caught her eye that, you know, they had, and just the weirdest things. It's like, why are you picking that up? And away they go. It's great. So, Scott, how about yourself?
I like path tags. And, I mean, I have a collection of coins, you know. But what I really – I love patches. That's always been my
– Oh, really?
My caching bag is – I can't even fit another patch on there. It's full of patches. And it's all mostly geocaching patches. You know, 98% of them is geocaching patches. You know, I've got one from, you know, the Wyoming Geocaching Association and – I've got the Louisiana Geocaching Association. People used to send me them when I was on the Chicago Geocaching Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. So all geocaching patches on my caching bag. It's loaded. So I love collecting those. And I still collect them. You know, I still have them. I have a whole box of them because I still find them. I still grab them, you know. But that's usually what I collect a lot is when I always look for patches when I go to a cache. And you don't see them very often when you do, so when I do, I always grab them, especially if it's geocaching related.
Yeah, I know the one that we had talked about on a past show where I went into about a mile and a half into a wilderness area where you had to have permission to go find this large ammo box with different things about the park systems. And some of the things that were in there was one particular patch. For the Wake Parks, and it's like that's still on my patch or on my pack. I still love things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I whenever there's like a hey, you get a patch at the end of it kind of thing, I always make sure I go for that. You know, I always run for those. So yeah, that's that path tag. I mean, path tags. If people give them to me, I take it. That's about it. I don't. If it's in the cache, I'll give it to Cody Dog collects them, so I usually give them to him. But If somebody gives it to me, literally hands me one and says, here, you know, I love your show, here.
Yeah.
I'll take it. other than that and, you know, coins, same thing. I don't purchase them, but, you know, they're given to me or I win one or something like that. I put it on display, but I don't seek it out, per se. You
know? Right.
Patches about it. That's really the thing I always seek out.
That's awesome. Now, Chad, from the very first, I remember the house in Texas with one of the boxes similar to that I've got. And so that was one of the ones where I actually went when I saw that I had to go and find boxes for the coins.
Yeah. I love geocoins. Those aren't items that if I find them in the cache, I'll take pretty much every geocoin and travel bug that's in there and I'll move them along. Exception being the what is it, the ape cache. There are so many of them in there. We took our about what we put in, we took out to take back to Texas or wherever to.
Yep, I think we just lost him. Oh, the technical difficulties today. But he's got an interesting look on his face. Now, wait a minute.
He's coming back. I fully believe he's coming back. Come on. Come on, Dez. Come back. Come on.
And it wasn't me.
Yep, he's back.
I don't know. He's got this gritted teeth look like he's... I'm going to be nice. He has an interesting look on his face. I'm just saying.
So one really cool thing that I got here. Hold on. I got this. This is actually on my monitor here.
Okay.
It's collectible wise. I got this little guy on my monitor here.
Hello, hello.
There he is. Yeah. Now, see, stuff like that is cool.
Yeah.
The little
his little logbook and his little.
That is neat.
Yeah.
It's interesting how people find that one little trinket, because I know with Amy. When we go out geocaching, she'll find one item every once in a while, and it'll just tickle her to death. I think the first swag item she found was this weird alien little, you know, action figure thing with three arms and two eyes and a thing coming out of the top of the head. She thought it was the most adorable thing she ever saw, named it Cache, and it's still on her desk. I mean, that's just part it is. Now, the other part... That goes with us. Of course, I like shiny. So anytime, you know, I was in a collector's club for geocoins for several years. So that's kind of where my collection started with all that. And it's just grown. It's just gone into different things. And I've gone from, instead of trying to get, you know, just mass quantities of geocoins, now I'm very specific. Certain things that catch my eye that I absolutely think are awesome, and that goes into my collection. Even with a lot of the stuff fantastic people, you know, say, here, have a geocoin, I'm not going to turn it down. But I absolutely, you know, that's where things build with this, and I still need another box.
We can tell, Andy, by your background.
I'm just saying, I might collect certain things that are shiny. And, you know, and the funny part is Amy Giz got it worse than I do. So now we're constantly battling over, here's a new geocoin, who gets it?
Yeah, usually it's pretty, I find the cool ones. I mean, you guys obviously can't see mine, but I've got my, you know, 10,000, 11,000, 12,000, you know, all of the ones that I got from McHenry County and all those.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the ones I've earned. Those are the ones that stay in my...
The geo achievement type?
Yeah. Well, that and, like, you know, the county ones and the tour ones and stuff like that. The ones you have to, like, do stuff to earn.
Right.
And like, the real cool, like, I have a Star Wars one, a Back to the Future one and stuff like that. Like, you know, that those make it into that, into my case. But that's you know, it's not, there's not that many.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Now, Chad, which one, I've got to ask, and I'll ask each of you the same thing. Do you have a favorite geocoin? One that absolutely just, you know.
Keys that I run. The one that.
Nope, I don't think it's coming.
Chad, if you can, you know, the gremlins are there. That's how it goes.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
Yeah. That's how it is.
For Chad tonight.
Yeah. Now, I had... Yeah, Corey, go for that. Anything particular that you like the most before you gave it to your kids?
Coin-wise.
You know, I think the one that probably stayed in my collection longest was the Spinning Zodiac one that they came out with, what, 2-3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Before it spun into my daughter's hands, and
that was it.
And then that was it. I don't know what happened to it, but you know, we'll see if it turns up again.
Yeah, yeah. Scott, how about yourself?
Me, I've got it right. I've actually got it right here. I've got it's the. Can you see it here? You can kind of see it. It's the Chicago geocache.
Oh yeah.
And on the back here, guys. It's the 100th episode.
One. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The final one. You guys want to do this one? Let's see if I can. I can't read it. I'm blind. Here, you go in and I'll see if I can get the numbers for this
one. All right. Fair enough. So you get that one.
Hold on. Here we go.
I was going to say, that's not the final one, though, because I know you got over 100.
Yeah, right. GSWK0X. Try that, guys. See if it works.
There you go.
Everybody can
scroll. I like Corey.
But yeah, this is, you know, this is just, this. I thought this was really cool. And really,
that
you know,
is
somebody
nice.
I didn't make it. Somebody made it for us. And so, again, I guess there's the back, there's the front.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really turned out nice. You know, I thought it was much nicer than I expected it to. So those were able to purchase, you know, months before our.
Well, there's, I mean, come on, it's history.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, so they sold out real quick. Yeah, real quick. Yeah.
That is awesome.
I think we only had 100 to sell, I think, if memory serves.
Yep, that to me, those are collector's items. I mean, those are when you only got a few of them and there's only so many. I mean, to me, yeah. I mean, it all is eye of the beholder, I'm sure. But for me, you know, the rarer like that, the more they're worth.
Yeah, so that's the one that actually literally sits on my counter, you know, in a little thing, and you know.
Yeah.
Is special to me. If you're going to say which one's your favorite, that'd probably be the favorite one.
Awesome. Yeah, because there's two for me. I can't separate them just because the first one was Chris Mackey made, and it says Fear No Cash. And it has a it was a unique enamel, red enamel background with, if you took three circular saws, and the middle saw, you put them together, and the middle saw was bigger than the two sides, like a tire kind of thing. That's the outside of the geocoin. And then on the front of it, it has a skull where you're looking at a side profile of it with the Valhalla wings, the biker wings on the side of it. It gorgeous, Fear No Cash. And that's where I actually learned about Chris Mackey, because I was so impressed with that particular geocoin. The other one was the first geocoin I ever found, which was a Monopoly geocoin.
Oh, yeah, you told that story.
Yeah, and it's like, man, I want it, and it took me 7 years, and I finally found somebody that had one that I could purchase from. So those are the two big ones. But, I mean, they get into so many different things now. It's starting to get into almost, and I was kind of curious what your thoughts were this. It's almost like a geocoin or a geocache kind of sculpture. They're not coins anymore. They're different things. One of the ones that that I really like is Thor's hammer. Coins Daryl and pins.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. I mean, it's a piece of art. It's really nice. And another one, Coins and Pins, just came out now. And matter of fact, they're just above my head. They've got these flying dragons that they've got.
You put that on Facebook or Twitter today.
Yeah, I put it out just to show people that I got them in the mail. And it's like, well, obviously we've got a set that we're going to give away eventually. But they're like statues. I mean, it's not a geo coin; it's trackable, but they're literally geo art now.
Well, I think that's what it's becoming. It's going away from the coins and going to more of the trackable.
Yeah.
You know, like that Lego guy. He's trackable, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like it's becoming more of trackable than a coin. I don't know if coins are going away. I don't think they'll ever go away, but I think they're going it's evolving.
Yes.
You know, that's the term I'm looking for. You know.
Well, I think as soon as they started pulling the tracking numbers off, it allowed you to put a tracking number on anything, you know, that's when it started really evolving.
Yeah.
And so, because the world's your oyster as far as trackables, as soon as you can attach a tracking number to anything you want to.
Yeah, and there's literally everything.
A person. I mean, now people, too.
Yeah, like, tattoos.
But they have the human tracking one now, you know, where it's like it's a different icon, I think, isn't it? Like,
yeah, where you can literally have your own tattoo on there and everything else.
Yeah,
there's some challenges out there to find X number of human trackables and stuff. I think I found some like 20 of them.
Large events.
Large events. Yeah.
I don't have the balls to do that. I can't mark them.
I haven't enough. It's going to be on my tombstone, let alone anything else.
Exactly. Yeah, put it on my tombstone. I can put it on my arm. I can't commit that much to something. Committing to geocaching way too much.
Oh, just a bit. But, you know, I do find it easier. And, again, instead of having geocoins, say, for example, or path tags, I've seen people with books and books and books and books of geocoins and path tags. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think it's great and I love it. And people enjoy discovering things like that when they go to events. That's a lot of weight moving around with those. That's where I you know, with Chad, with the boxes for displaying and actually being able to put it out for people to see it. And then I totally stole the idea for the path tags to put in the frames like that, and just went that way with Rick. You know, it's just one of those things that's starting to explode because people are going, hey, you know what? We can use these little magnets and you know, make like the map of the United States, that one, and put, you know, 50, 80 of them in a particular one. And then they've got whole wall art of this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's becoming, you know. And I like again, if people give them to me, I take them. I have a little key ring that's got them, but I don't seek them out, you know.
Yeah.
But they're given to me. I mean, people meet me, they give them to me. And I feel bad. I'm like, I don't have one to give you, you know. And they're like, oh, it's okay. Like, you know, okay.
It is a nice social thing, to, you know, especially when you go to events and stuff to trade.
Yeah.
But you can only do so many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the first thing that caught my eye when it came to path tags were people are starting to put them on their walking sticks and decorating that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's really cool, Jesse, can you hear me? You got your earphones in. I think she might have her earphones in. When Daryl was here and we were doing Daryl's show, we're talking about coins. And didn't Daryl have a site that you could actually coins are rated monetarily?
Really?
How much coins are worth? Do you remember that, Jess? Okay, Daryl texts me 6 o'clock in the morning. I know he trusts me. He will trust me. Yeah, there's a site out there that like gives you rates coins monetarily because like you know some coins like you know it depending on how many people are looking for them.
They right.
And price wise, where they are. I'm not sure about path tags, but I'm pretty sure it's coins in that path.
Well, path tags doesn't necessarily have it on their website, but what they do have where you can kind of tell people that want them is a wish list. And you can sit there and say, if you ever have more of these made, this, you know, or if you're willing to trade, if you've got extras of them, and you can kind of get an idea that way of which ones are popular and which ones aren't.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, we were talking about it, and I can't remember the life of me, the name of it, but like he was looking at like, because I was like naming coins. He's like, no, that's random. That's random. Like, I guess certain coins are sought after, like your Monopoly one.
Right. You know? Oh, absolutely.
And it's rated monetarily.
Wow.
There's business out there.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out because, you know, just in general, I mean, let's face it, you've got an average geocoin of, what, 10 to 15 bucks more for some of the other ones. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah, but you go to eBay, there's a whole market out there.
Oh, yeah.
Market out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of the coins, especially out of some of the collector coin stuff that comes out, man, it's amazing. Oh, and if you can get your hands on an AE edition, author edition, those are some
money.
People bugs. People will do it.
You know, there is not. You know, obviously we all geocache, but there's geocachers out there who they collect this stuff, and that's willing to pay. They got the money. You know, it's part of their hobby.
Yeah,
you know, is spending that money on the coins and the path tags, you know, or to get them all, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
to do a bad Pokemon.
Wow, that's something. So, what as far as other things that you find when you're looking in geocaches, do you have any one item that ever really caught your eye, got you going? Where you went, ooh, wow, ooh, holy cow! I can't believe this was in there.
Honestly, for me, really quickly, because it's quick. When I was in Canada, caching in Canada, we were doing a long power trail about 4 years ago, and my first time in Canada, and I found one with a patch of the Canadian flag.
Oh, really?
And I was like, you got to be kidding me! What's the odds of that? And I took it, and it is on my caching bag to this day. It's on my just to remind me of caching that caching day in Canada.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I was hoping for a patch, and I got a Canadian flag patch, so I couldn't have been happier. So that's my oh my god moment. You know, like I couldn't believe it.
No doubt.
I don't know, but this has got to be a shout out to the Canadian swaggers. But my last trip up to Canada, the swag was significantly like better as far as like monetarily. I mean, it seemed like the caches I was at, they spent more monetarily on their swag than us Americans do. So
I don't know if it was just where I was,
but yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, in the $5 to $20 range as far as some of the stuff went.
Oh, so you're saying the Happy Meal toys were of a better quality?
No, I mean, this one cache I went to, I mean, there were like, it was one that was like dedicated to like magic tricks and stuff like that. I mean, it actually had ones that you had to, you go and buy, and they were like $5 or $10.
Wow.
You know, a piece if you went. And so my boy was like super excited. He was like, what do we trade?
Like, that's the thing.
That's really good.
Yeah, because sometimes when you get that for, you either find the unregistered geocoin, which does happen. I've had that happen a couple mm-hmm. of times. Or you find something that just was holy cow, because there are, you know, you go in Europe, you can find gold Krugerrands. I mean, there are different things that you can find in a geocache. I think the one that I had was historic science museum in Raleigh put out 12 different geocaches, and the one that I just went and just holy cow is they besides all the cool different museum type trinkets that were in there was a petrified shark tooth. And it's like, oh, man, cool. So my swag bag got emptied real quick.
Yeah, really. Taz, what about you before?
Well, actually, one of my favorite items that I found in the cache was an afterbite pin. So like a
nice.
And I had just been eaten up by mosquitoes, and when I find that in there, it's like, okay, I got to trade for this, and immediately started using it, and that went in the log, of course.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Maybe that was actually his, and while he was placing it, he's like, I pity the person who has to come out here again.
Oh, yeah.
So he dropped his pin in there. Really quickly, I was talking about the geocoins. This website I have is not the one I was talking about, but Jesse found another one. It's geotrib, geotrib.es is what it is. And Jesse, really quickly, what does it do? Jess, what does that website do? Can you guys hear her?
Just barely. So I heard something about authorized.
I've only been on it one time to look and see what it is, but you have to authorize your Groundspeak account, and then it accesses all of your trackables, and you can look at all your statistics and see where they are. It shows which ones are missing and which ones are where, and what's in a cache, what's in someone's hands. It's kind of neat.
Awesome.
All in one place.
And it's beta right now. I'm trying to log in actually as we speak, and it's not letting me, so I don't know. Yeah,
it's beta.
Right now,
okay.
It basically gives you everything you want. Yeah, she showed it to me. It was really cool. Like it maps all of your stuff, and then it maps it all, and then it shows you all on one page what's missing, what's there, what's gone.
Oh, that would be good for me, because I've got I literally know people that have thousands missing.
Yeah, go to geotrib, as in boy. Geotrib, G-R-I-B as in boy, .es is what it is, guys. There you go.
All right.
No charge on that.
All right. Another
no charge.
Another fine thing from Shorty Knits.
Ah, Shorty Knits knows all.
She does. All right. I've got it up on my screen here. So we'll put it in the show notes for you to check that out. That's excellent.
Let it authorize and go to work. Yeah, it's pretty cool. She showed it to me. I was like, oh, that's. She always finds this stuff in beta. I don't know how she finds it. But she stumbles across it. I have no idea how.
All right. Good stuff. All right. I think that was excellent, Mr.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Andy, we didn't get yours. What was your favorite thing?
Oh, no. Mine was the from the shark tooth. Was it definitely.
Oh, you're right. We did get yours. Okay.
Yeah,
we did Chaz. We did Chaz.
We got everybody, right?
Yep.
Yeah, good. All right, excellent. All right, Corey, you know, by all means, sir, we'd love to have you back, like, each week. That'd be great.
Well, I will. We'll see, because with my new job, I'm actually I've got to get up in about 4 hours.
Oh,
what are you doing?
I was gonna say, man. All right, we will work something out. All right, well, it's good to have you back, sir. Just saying.
It is. Yeah. When I originally started the job, it didn't seem like it was going to be that early, but the calls for my delivery route just keep getting earlier and earlier. So
wow,
or quit. Later, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, quit filling expectations, doggone it.
You got to screw around to screw.
I was going to say, come on. All right. Well, it was good having you on, Corey. Thank you so much. All right.
It was good being here.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Taz. Excellent stuff. And I think we are time to wrap this up. Hey, folks, thank you so much for stopping on by to the geocachingpodcast.com. Stop on by, check out our things. We'll have everything about the website and all the other things that we talked about tonight in the show notes. Thank you so much. Please consider becoming a patron for our show. We'd love to have you throw money at us. I'm just saying, it's a good thing. And also, please tell others about the Geocaching Podcast so they can come in and get more information. And we, the more the merrier. We love it. All right, good stuff. I think it's time to move on. Thank you for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. Thank you to cache-advance.com for all that you do. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, Corey Stevens, and Chad Courtney. The show is copyright 2016 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.